Welcome to the Skyhawks Coaches Corner. I'm your host, Bob Bonner, joined this week by head women's basketball coach, Taylor Harris. And Taylor, we're going to jump right in. Everybody thinks off-season is off time, but boy, I've been running into you a couple of times in the last couple of weeks and literally running into you because you're running from one place to the other. This is a busy time of year right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, people that maybe not in the profession, you know, not involved in college athletics, they think the season's over and they're like, wow, well, what are you going to do with your time? You must have all the time in the world. And, you know, the off season in summertime is, you know, it's can be busier than the season, you know, because I think in the season you can get in your routine. You know, we got our morning practice and you got a couple hours, you got some meetings, you got, you know, afternoon weights, maybe a meeting, and then you leave for games and stuff. You get in that routine. But, you know, in the off season, you're balancing recruiting. You're balancing getting prepped for camps. You're balancing scheduling for next year. You're balancing kind of so many meetings that we have. It's funny because Sydney's right here, and Sydney and I were talking yesterday about how, you know, all I do is meet.
Right.
That's what my day is. It's just meetings, you know.
And yeah, welcome to adulthood, Sydney. Yeah. It's waiting for you.
Exactly. And like we had a meeting, a team meeting this morning. And we were talking about how like people are like, oh, I want to get into college coaching. I want to be a college coach. And it's all I have to do is focus on basketball. And like literally 90% of what a college coach does is not basketball related.
Right. Well, and that's part of it. I mean, you're also, and we'll get into recruiting a little bit, but you're promising people's parents that you're going to look out for them, that you're going to mentor them. That switch doesn't turn on and off at first practice and last game. That's, you are here and you're the head coach. I mean, you're the parent, you're all those things. It is a family and you're a part of their lives the whole year.
Oh yeah. And that's what, you know, the off season is kind of that time where we're spending more time together. And that's something that we talked about at the end of the year, is this is a time where we can kind of drift apart and do our own thing, or this is a time that we can come closer together and be even more solid, be even more connected than ever before. You know, my role in that is to just promote an environment where, you know, it's fun and people want to be a part of it. You know, and I spend a lot of one-on-one time with the girls, you know. Every day I'm going with, you know, a girl to a coffee shop, whether it be downtown. I mean, that's what I love about Durango is there's so many right. coffee shops that we right. haven't even been to yet.
Right.
But we call them coffee dates, and it's, you know, about twice a month, the girls, you know, each new girl each day, we're going out to coffee. We're just hanging out.
Okay.
You know, and
it's a check-in.
It's
accountability for them, accountability for you. Just sort of everybody keeping on the same page and on the same team there.
Yeah. And Bob, like, it's really just providing that, like, opportunity for us to just be people together. And that's what's kind of the beauty of the off season is we don't have to have a lot of those discussions about, like, hey, practice yesterday, the game last weekend. It's hey, what's your vacation plans this summer? How's your sister doing? You know, I knew that she was going, you know, to apply for PT school. How's that going? It's a lot of stuff like that that really helps us be more connected. And so because of that, like, this off season has just been absolutely tremendous for our team.
So, and I want to get into that for you. I was so excited to talk to you about the off season. Need to let everybody know, we do have Sydney Candelaria here. She's going to be joining us in the final segment of the show. And as always, want to thank our sponsors at Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center. But, you know, one of the things I'm excited, this will be the third or fourth time I've interviewed Sydney, and we'll get to talk to her about being a player and living a part of that experience. But how do you convey, you know, you talk about recruiting, you know, besides just, I guess, describing it like you have for me, how do you convey that, hey, that's what you're going to be a part of? Or is that what Sydney and your leaders do when athletes are interested in the program?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And it's kind of, you know, I set up the bowling pins so that our student athletes can knock them down when it comes to recruiting. I'm very transparent and very open from the very beginning when it comes to recruiting student athletes, where I tell them, like, come here if you want to truly be a part of a family and a healthy culture. And I joke with them too. I say every coach talks about family and this and that. But if you look at our social media, look at our players' social medias, and when you come to campus, talk to our student athletes, you're going to see what family is really about. And I tell them, if you want to be a part of a program where you love and are loved by your teammates, love and are loved by your coaches, and you want to spend time with your team, this is the place for you. If you want to go somewhere where you want to just kind of do your own thing, it's not going to work out, and that's okay. So I make sure to really talk about that in the beginning. And a lot of people love it. But the killer is when they come to campus, they're hearing that same exact message, because when we have visits, 80% of their time is with the team. And that's that opportunity for them to ask those questions, like, is it really what he says it is? Because he makes it sound really fun and really cool and like a really loving place to be. And you know what's amazing is the girl sitting next to me has been a part of all those visits, and she's not going to play another minute for Fort Lewis. But she cares about the future of this program, and she wants to be a part of those visits and tell them about the amazing experience that she's had.
And that is really, you know, my daughter going through it as a high school senior this year, everybody told us, yeah, coaches are going to tell you a lot of things. Make sure you talk to their players when you're being recruited. As a business owner and everything, my employees have talking points and stuff like that. I don't care whether it's clients or prospective employees. There's things I want my people, you know, this is what we focus on. Do you do that, or is that more of a trust thing of, you know what, they got to get to know each other as they really are, or it's not going to work anyways, and you just kind of let them go?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question maybe for Sydney.
You don't have a script.
We don't have script. We don't have a recruiting meeting and saying, hey, make sure we touch on this. I'm literally just like with a recruit that comes to campus. I'm saying, here you go. You're with the team. And I trust completely, you know, our team. And I don't hide, you know, whatever it is, whatever stories they have, whatever it is. Like, there's nothing that I hide from. I'm proud of what this program is. And I want them to spend time with our student athletes so that they can brag about that.
If you're going to ask them to wear it, you're going to wear it.
Yeah.
Says the guy in pink. Yeah. All right. We will come back and talk to Taylor Harris, maybe about why he and Sydney are both wearing pink today, and maybe talk about the fruits of the labors this spring and what's happened since the season has ended. We'll be back with Taylor Harris and then Sydney Candelaria right after this. Welcome back to the Skyhawks Coaches Show. This is Bob Bonner with head women's basketball coach Taylor Harris. Again, a quick shout out to our sponsors from Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center, and our broadcast partners at KDGO and AM 1240 News Talk Radio. So, Taylor, right before the break, I alluded to the fact that you're wearing pink. Sydney's wearing pink. So what's up with the pink? This is a weekly thing, I know. It's part of what you guys do. Tell us about some of the stuff that, you know, some of the bonding things, some of the things that say, hey, we are Fort Lewis College women's basketball.
Yeah, well, for us, on Wednesdays, our big thing is on Wednesdays we wear pink. And yeah, it's a Mean Girls reference, but it's something that as a head coach I've been doing for all 3 years as a head coach, where to me, we wear pink on Wednesdays because we want to create an awareness and get people to say, oh, wow, you're wearing pink. It's Wednesday. Why are you guys doing that? Well, this is what the Fort Lewis basketball team does together. You know, and doing something like that together kind of builds that bonding with a team. I truly believe that. You know, and we love it. You know, and when we have games that are on Wednesdays, you know, I love to wear, I'll wear my pink suit. I mean, we like to go all out with it. And it's something that's really cool. You know, and another thing that we've adopted is on Mondays we wear rock and roll t-shirts. So you'd be perfect. With your big head Todd shirt right now, it'd be perfect on a Monday. And you know, that's something that's
really
cool,
too.
You're
going to have to loop me in on the calendar.
Yeah,
so I get
well,
my days
I know.
Right next year.
I'll add you to the Google Calendar so you can get the calendar invite for it. But it's just something that, like, you know, I think that when teams do things like this together and they're fun, it just brings you naturally closer together. And we really, those are two things that we consistently do all year. But our team is truly about, like, the experience and having fun. You know, we take a lot of pride in that. You know, we're a team that when we travel, you know, the old coaches thing is, oh, this is a business trip. And we kind of throw that out the window a little bit. And we know that we have a job to do to play basketball. But like we're, this is a once in a lifetime experience and we want to make the most of it. And when we go to Texas, to West Texas A&M, we're going to the Big Texan Steakhouse for Thanksgiving and we're all wearing cowboy hats and then we go to a movie afterwards. And you know, when we go to Denver, we're going to the malls, we're going to Topgolf, we're going to movies when we go on the road and stuff like that to really have fun and really value the student athlete experience is something that we're really proud of. But like, Bob, I also got to be honest with you, like, I think our program does a really good job of prioritizing the mental health of everybody on our team. And that's something that I think our program is really proud to champion, not only on this campus, but in this, shoot, in this whole country.
Sorry, I'm going to go ahead and make you and make you toot your own horn a little bit. I mean, you just presented on mental health of athletes and everything at none other than the Final Four this year. I mean, that obviously felt good. Just since I've met you, you've talked about the importance of that. Did it sort of feel good to have that acknowledged and to just sort of have your world embracing something that I know for your background, you've always thought was important. Is that starting to feel pretty rewarding?
Well, what I really love about it is what's amazing is the people that I talk to look to our girls as like an example of what a program can be when mental health is really valued. And I love the limelight that they're getting. You know, it's not really about me. Like, I'm on this crusade, Bob, to try to show coaches that we need to get over the old ways of, like, winning is everything, and we need to understand that the future is the mental health and well-being of our student-athletes. And so I spoke at the Final Four about what we do in our program, some of the unique things that we do, you know, with our student athletes getting things like mental health days and then other things that we do in our program. I've spoken to other athletic departments. I'm speaking at a coaching conference next week about this. I was on a Twitter Spaces. Like, this is just a thing, but it's not about me. I'm honestly, like, we're on this crusade. We're trying to change the way that coaches and athletic departments and athletes normalize valuing mental health in a program.
Well, and as a girl, Dad, I love hearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're saying, especially that college, that next level, and we'll talk to Sydney about that a little bit. As a dad, you send your little girl away, and I think it's good to know that somebody cares about him on that level. Yeah. You were talking about recognition for players and stuff. One last final, this will be your final chance to talk with me about Sydney. We recognized her at the annual Skylar Awards. It was great to finally get back together and have everybody celebrate. You know, all the programs celebrate each other, but the teams kind of sat together. And one last chance for Sydney's teammates to celebrate pretty much a career of accomplishments here. But, wow, what a great senior season. Any parting thoughts on Miss Candelaria?
Well, she's sitting right next to me, and I don't want to make either of us cry. you talk about probably the best single season performance as a Skyhawk, you know, especially on the offensive end of the court, you know, what an unbelievable year she had. And we talked this morning, like, I would give anything to coach Sydney one more quarter. I'd give anything.
Right.
And I love this girl with my whole heart.
And you'd probably get 16 points at her.
I'd probably get 16 points and then, you know.
5 rebounds and a few dimes.
Yeah, and maybe a couple turnovers, but that's okay. Yeah. We'll live with that.
That's what happens when you force the action.
But, you know, she is the definition, and it's not just basketball, it's bigger than basketball. She is the definition of what you can do when you truly believe in yourself and when you have somebody that believes in you. And that combination right there of having somebody that believes in you and you believing in yourself, you can do anything in the world.
You know, and that's going to be a great segue because, yeah, it's one of the things I want to talk to Sydney about is confidence. As a player, she exuded confidence, and I kind of want to know where that comes from. So thanks for leaving me with that, Coach Taylor Harris, and hope you have a great rest of spring and summer.
Thanks, Bob.
Good luck out there on the recruiting trail. Taylor Harris, head women's basketball coach here at Fort Lewis College. We'll be back in our final segment with senior Sydney Candelaria to talk to her about future plans and her time as a Skyhawk right after this. Welcome back to the Skyhawks Coaches Corner, brought to you by Centura Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center, on our broadcast partners at KDGO and AM 1240 News Talk Radio. Bob Bonner here. It's a pretty special program for me a little bit. Just got done visiting with head women's basketball coach Taylor Harris. And now I get a chance one more time to talk to the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference's leading scorer for the season, Sydney Candelaria. And Sydney, you were recognized as the outstanding female athlete at Fort Lewis College just last week. Let me just start by congratulations on, wow, what a great year.
Thank you.
And a great career. And let's go back. I think you're wearing pink, and I thought it was so funny that Coach Harris referenced, you know, that it's a Mean Girls reference. And I know the coach who brought you in here loves making Mean Girls references all the time. And that was one of the first speeches you got here when you got on campus with Jason Flores. What's that journey been like? Is this in your wildest dreams? Did you imagine that this was the way it was going to turn out? And I know you have other steps to go, but, you know, the go back a little bit to the girl who graduated high school a few hours south of here a few years ago and what she was looking forward to. Has this been the experience you thought you'd get?
No, not at all. But in the best way possible, definitely.
Good.
It's just crazy to think, like, where I was four, five years ago.
Sure.
And just how much, like, I've grown. And I didn't expect, like, to get, like, as far as I have this season today. And just, like, all the opportunities that I've gotten here and everything that I've accomplished here, like, I haven't expected any of it. And just, like, the people, the teammates I've gotten to meet, the coaches that have helped me along the way. So just all of it, the whole experience, like, it's been way more than I have expected. And
now, are you talking just basketball or is the, you know, the education experience, the people you've met, and your own do you feel like you've grown as a person, too, since you've been here? Do you sort of... It's what college is supposed to be about, this total experience. Do you think you got it?
Yeah, I definitely like academics too. Like, it's a lot different here than I expected. You get so much closer to your teachers and your professors. Like, last night I was in my teacher's office for 3 hours just working on a project, talking with him, and just, like, having fun. Like, you don't expect, like, to have those, build those relationships in college, just with your teachers too. And
That's got to say again, something about you. Aren't you basically I do remember we had a senior night for you a year ago, and then we're fortunate enough to get you back. Aren't you even at a point in your classroom career where, come on, Sid, you could mail it in just once? You're doing 3 hours at night, still, you know, less than a month away from graduation. Has that work ethic always sort of been a part of who you are, or is that something that has developed here too?
Yeah, I think I'd consider myself somebody that works very hard. But, like, it definitely has grown. Like, I've learned a lot from just the coaches that I've been with, especially Coach Taylor. And, I mean, I've just learned that hard work is always going to pay off. So, I mean, it's something that I focus on, like, just working hard at everything that I do. And I just believe to myself that it's going to pay off in some way.
So. That is the trait shared by most successful people I know. I mean, some of them are really smart, some of them not so much, some of them really good looking, some of them not so, but the successful people, they all work hard, man. And almost all of them get up early too. So, you know, what are future plans? Where are you going from here?
Right now, my goal is to go play basketball overseas somewhere. And so Coach Taylor's been helping me a lot with that. So I'm really thankful for that. And I have an agent that's also helping me with that, just to find somewhere, probably in Europe, to go play.
Is that, you know, one, to keep playing basketball, and two, to see the world, or is it in the other order? Is basketball still a you know, basketball got you a college education. Is it now a way to see the world, or is it become more about the basketball for you now?
For me, I think I just like trying new experiences in general. I mean, I'm always up to do really anything. And just basketball, I don't want to be done with it just yet, I feel. And especially like coming off the season I did, I feel like I have a lot of confidence in myself and like what I can do with basketball. But for me, I think more important than basketball is just the experiences I could get through it.
Oh, and the places you can still see. I mm-hmm. mean, that. So tell us, you know, and this, I could probably ask Taylor too, but I got you. That's probably not something a lot of people, I know I'm not. Are there quite a few opportunities for girls to continue playing basketball after college overseas more so than here?
I think overseas there are more opportunities than there is, I guess, here in America. There's not too many other than the WNBA.
Than the WNBA, but there are some other leagues and everything out there. And I know it's that way. I know hockey, there's a lot more opportunities other places. I mean, a lot of sports, that's true of. There's more opportunities in other countries. And so what else, you know, what is the fallback? What's your degree in? What are you, you know, what else are you going to do when you grow up? Someday you can't play basketball anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do then? Sorry to have to make you think of that, but.
I got my degree in cell and molecular biology and exercise physiology.
Okay.
And so I still want to do this later on. It's go to PA school and then do that, become a PA, so.
Okay. And, yeah, there is more school involved to do that.
Yes, there is.
I got a son-in-law who's followed that path, too. So looking back, what do you, you know, final thoughts. You said this didn't turn out the way, for the better, that it turned out better than you expected, but. You know, go into that. I mean, you know, look back on that experience. When did you figure out with it, you know, how good you could be? That had to have happened sometime while you're here.
I don't think I honestly really realized it until probably the beginning of this year or past summer, when like I was talking to Coach Taylor, just talking about everything that we were gonna do in this past season, and he told me like what my roles were gonna be, what I was going to have to do. And so I feel like that, just knowing that, I knew I was going to have to be better. I knew I was going to have to be a lot more confident in myself, especially having such a young team. Like, there was no time for me to not be confident and not act like I knew what I was doing. And so I feel like that confidence just helped me a lot. And also just, it makes it a lot easier when you have coaches and teammates who trust in you and you believe in you. It makes such a difference when...
Because confidence was the key for you. I mean, that it seemed plain to me. I mean, the coaching I've done and everything, just watching you play. Well, I made the joke the other night at the awards show about how I just sometimes wanted to yell out the air, don't you guys know she's left-handed? Everybody knew what you were going to do, and they still couldn't stop you. That's Michael Jordan type stuff. You're not the biggest. You're pretty quick, but you're not the fastest. You jump well, but you don't jump the highest. Was it confidence that allowed you to, I mean, maybe if there's something that I'd say in Est, you've maybe one of the best finishers I've ever seen. And that's being able to be confident and just know I'm putting it up and I know it's going to go. Is that the difference in your game this year? Was that confidence a new thing this year?
Yeah, I also think, and Coach Taylor does a really good job of implementing getting an extra work on your own. And I mean, I was in the gym almost every single day. And so I feel like when you're prepared, you're going to be a lot more confident, just having that preparation. So I feel like I felt like I was very prepared, very confident. And just for me, I think I would tell myself, like, I have nothing to lose, really. So just might as well go out and play as hard as I can.
And then the pure value of repetition.
Exactly.
You really could do it with your eyes closed. You'd done it enough times in practice. So what do you probably have? One last little sneak peek to take the next step. What are you going to work on? What's the thing you're going to focus on improving, you know, to help you at the next level right now, do you think?
Right now, I feel like for me, it's just getting more consistent, like especially shooting. I feel like I'm pretty athletic and I have good athletic ability. So I feel like for me, it's just getting more consistent with shooting threes, jump shots, just consistency.
So you brought it up, the athleticism and stuff. Do you like street balling? Do you like just pick up games?
Yeah.
It's your world, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll play anywhere where there's people playing basketball. So
well, good. Well, have fun with it, and good luck with next year in Europe. And yeah, I do hope we get to see you play again someday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Sydney Candelaria, for all your contributions to the Skyhawks, and good luck. Thanks to Taylor Harris for joining us today, and thanks to our sponsors, Center Health and Mercy Regional Medical Center. Until next time, keep soaring.